Madison native Aaron Perry noticed a concerning trend in his community after frequenting a local barbershop. As he sat in the barber's chair, he'd often overhear fellow Black male customers talk about their health problems. And he decided to do something about it. So right in the barbershop, he developed a free men's health and wellness clinic specifically for Black men. He hopes to lessen the disparity in healthcare between Black and white men. Joining his team recently is former University of Wisconsin-Madison football player J.C. Dawkins, who was inspired to lend a hand after having a health crisis of his own. Aaron Perry and J.C. Dawkins join us now. Aaron is the founder and CEO of the Men's Health and Education Center, and he was named one of Time Magazine's 50 most influential people in healthcare in 2018. J.C. is outreach coordinator for the Men's Health and Education Center. Aaron, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
And JC, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Aaron, let's start with you. Tell us a bit more about the motivation behind this initiative, why you decided that this was something you needed to take into your own hands.
Yes. Well, you know, my story is, you know, I was diagnosed with diabetes at the age of 29. And for more than, you know, about 10, 15 years, you know, just living with the disease, I realized that healthcare wasn't very adequate for me. Just really struggling to get straight answers and then being improperly diagnosed. So I was told that I was type 2 because I was too old to be type 1. Mm. That's not accurate now. But so I was on a type 2 regimen, wasn't getting better, struggling to get my health on track, and finally just started asking questions and taking ownership of my own health care. And so I asked the doctor after being with him for 2 years, I said, hey, you're supposed to be checking my feet. And I noticed I've been with you for 2 years. You've never checked my feet. And at that time, he said, well, let me refer you to a diabetes doctor. And so he was not even a diabetes doctor. So
wow.
With that, you know, just taking ownership of your health. So I ended up getting with a different physician, getting properly diagnosed. And really, the rest was history. I started getting better. And but over the years, having good control, bad control, I ended up meeting with my doctor at a time when I was not having good control. And, you know, he had a tough talk with me and said, hey, you know, you really need to, you know, figure this out. So I asked questions, you know, what can I do differently? Well, I need you to exercise. And that led to me telling him, well, I did see the Ironman triathlon on TV. I'd like to do that. And I remember my doctor saying, oh, wait a minute, son. I want you to exercise, but that's you know, that's for serious athletes. And 362 days from that conversation, I crossed the finish line of my first Ironman, becoming the world's first African-American diabetic to do it.
Wow.
And the rest was history. Ended up, that's how my health advocacy started, just started working with other diabetics and other men in the community, and then started to narrow the focus of just focusing on African-American men in Dane County. And that's how this started.
And JC, you were a serious athlete. How did you come to this cause?
Well, I actually had a heart attack last summer. You know, I was 46 years old. I was in relatively good shape. My cholesterol wasn't high, but it was a genetic thing. My mother had a heart attack when she was 40, unbeknownst to me at the time, trying to protect. Yeah, I was 15 at the time. So, you know, but yeah, so it was genetic for me. I actually 13 minutes after I got to the emergency room, I had cardiac arrest. So I coded for 1:39, and they brought me back and got a couple stints. And in my rehab, and not just my physical rehab, but my mental rehab, I learned more about what Aaron was doing. And it was something really close to me, and I felt I could help make a difference.
And Aaron, you are very aware of the disparities between healthcare for Black men and white men. What factors do you think are at play there, and how do you then hope to address that?
You know, what I share is that some of our men may never trust the healthcare providers. They may never trust them. But you can still establish a relationship. I also encourage the medical community, the community at large, to truly understand the social and health conditions of black men in Dane County. So there's 15,600 black men. We make up 6% of the male population. And I encourage people to just understand the social and health conditions of these men in the community, because when you have that information, you can engage with people differently. The other thing that I share is that you can go into a barbershop and these men can tell you a great deal about what's happening in their community, but the community cannot tell you much about these men. And so I really push that for us to get to know one another better, but it starts with the social and health conditions.
And one of the issues that comes up a lot is stress, and stress in so many different ways. JC, can you talk a little bit about the types of stress that African-American men might face that those of us who aren't might not realize?
Well, you know, there's a number of different things. And one of the things we do when guys come to see us is we ask some questions. And one of the questions we ask is, how do you rate your stress level on a scale of 1 to 10? And to a man, probably 7 is the lowest we get. Everyone's usually 8, 9, or 10. And there's a lot of stressors. You know, some of these guys are working multiple jobs. Some of these guys are having trouble finding work. And just a lot of the issues that are going on just in our community at large. So we just want to make sure that we help them understand that stress level and the amount of sleep they get really plays a big role in their overall health.
And one of the programs that you offer is yoga.
Yes, we do.
How did that come about, Aaron?
Yeah, you know, it's by men requesting to have access to more wellness activities. And so we do a Black Men Run group where we meet every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. in the Arboretum. We run anywhere from 1 to 6 miles, but a lot of guys have shared with us that they don't run, and so but they like to participate. And so we created yoga really to focus on the spiritual, mental, and physical health of our men, and that's the goal of it.
And how has it been received? Did you have to talk guys into it?
Yeah, you know, we just completed our 11th class, and so we've had about 27 men come through so far. It's a new class for us. For the gentlemen that come and participate, they're hooked. So we're really doing an aggressive outreach to get more men involved, because it is so good for you. It is the best thing that I do during the week, for certain.
And I have to say, I've been in yoga classes where there are guys, and men often aren't quite as flexible, and they feel like, oh, I can't do yoga. But then you say, no, that's how you get flexible,
right,
is by doing it. Have you seen a big difference in
the
men?
Oh, yes, yes. And just 11 classes. And yeah, I'm running better, because obviously it helps with our flexibility. But we had a gentleman that came, and he said his entire life he could never touch his toes. He actually never saw his toes by looking down. And now he's able to not only touch his toes, but he can see them because he's lost a little weight, you know. So it's been great.
We're talking with Aaron Perry and J.C. Dawkins. Aaron is the founder and CEO of the Men's Health and Education Center. He was named one of Time Magazine's 50 most influential people in healthcare in 2018. And J.C. is outreach coordinator for the Men's Health and Education Center. And Aaron, what was that like, being named by a national magazine as one of the 50 most influential people in healthcare?
You know, I have a story, and you know, and I hope that it doesn't come across as cocky, but my mother, every day that I left for school, my mother would always kiss me on my forehead, and she would say, "Remember, baby, you're important." I heard that my entire life up until I lost my mom. And so getting this Time Magazine honor, in my mind, it was very appreciative, because obviously some in the community recognized our hard work. But deep down inside, my mother always said, "Remember, baby, you're important," you know.
And it seems like this, that kind of recognition can bring a lot of attention to
yes.
a program. What are you hoping, as people learn more about the programs that you offer, that you can develop?
Right. You know, having talents like J.C. Dawkins on our team, it has really pushed us to reach higher. And so we're hoping that this will become a model for the nation. We've been contacted by many states who are interested in bringing this to their community. We know it works, but that's the goal. We are hoping to replicate this around the country. If I can say, we can actually pick up our men's center right today and drop it in any community nationwide, and instantly it will yield dividends, benefits for that community.
And JC, as a former Badger football player, does that help you talk to people? I mean, many people probably already know your name, have seen you play.
It definitely does. And it also helps when I tell my story. I give my testimony about my heart attack, because being a former athlete at a high level, sometimes those guys say, well, if it can happen to him, it can happen to me. So it gives me a little more credibility as far as the things I'm talking about, and it helps them understand that I know what they're going through.
So guys come into the barbershop, and do you just tell them what's available? Do you encourage them? Do you ask them how recently maybe they've had their blood pressure checked?
Yeah, so what we did, we started off when we opened the doors. We trained all the barbers on how to do blood pressure screenings. And so we also encouraged them to look for certain signs, different lines on the neck of their clientele. And if they recognize these things, they encourage their men to come into the Men's Health Center. That's one thing about the model that we have. The clientele trusts their barbers. So if the barbers recommend that they come in, it happens probably 99.9% of the time. And so we say that the barbers make them look good, and we come and we help them feel good.
And these services are free.
Yes, they are. That was one of the things that I have consistently stated. Our services will always be free. Reason being, these men have been through enough. And I consistently say enough. And at the bare minimum, we should be able to offer these services to them for free, because they're preventative health, they're life-saving.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And JC, what a pleasure to have you as well. Thanks.
Thanks.
That was Aaron Perry and JC Dawkins, leaders with Madison's Men's Health and Education Center, which offers several free healthcare services for the city's black men.